Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through March 31st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. The next 2 weeks are just blooming with events. That's a spring metaphor to start us off, since the start of spring is just a couple days away. For this podcast, the sections on safety, justice, and engagement, and achieving our full potential are the busiest. So I'm going to wait on those two sections and start with the sections that are a little easier to present. So let's start with the section on health and environment. I'll first note that this week is National LGBT Health Awareness Week. Austin ISD has aligned its Pride Week with this national observance. There are a variety of activities planned by Austin ISD throughout the week. And next week, UT is hosting Energy Week with a week-long series of activities to bring stakeholders together to build community, support energy literacy and education, facilitate strategic partnerships, and advance research. Besides that, I'll note that this week you can also tour a solar farm and you can learn how to build a rain garden. Check the calendar for details. With regard to our basic needs section, this week on Saturday, March 23rd, you can attend a fix-it clinic hosted by Austin Resource Recovery to get help fixing common household items. And on Saturday, March 30th, you can participate in this month's sustainable bus tour being offered by Cap Metro. Experience the comfort and feel of these vehicles and end up at a cool destination where you'll learn a little about who is doing what. This month, the featured nonprofit is Austin Creative Reuse. So now we'll go to events related to safety, justice, and civic engagement. There are 6 public input sessions over the course of the next 2 weeks relating to making an update to the city's master plan, Imagine Austin. So if you think it's important to update that plan and to convey your thoughts about how its utilization, you may want to weigh in. A safety-related event takes place this week on Thursday, March 21st, and the event is the Anti-Human Trafficking Summit that takes place via Zoom, so it's easy to access. In terms of civic dialogue, Interfaith Action hosts its monthly interfaith dialogue called Red Bench Conversations on the topic Working Through Conflict. That is just a small sampling of engagement opportunities in this section, so please check out the calendar. On to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion section. This week, there is a forum at the UT LBJ Library on Tuesday, March 19th, about the possibility of immigration policy changes in the aftermath of SB 4, and on Wednesday, March 20th, the Neil Cochran House Museum has a forum to learn and discuss current situations in Afghanistan, as well as what comes next. And there are events to commemorate Women's History Month hosted this week on Sunday, March 24th by Brave Communities, and next week on the UT campus. This will be the first Women's History Month celebration at UT by the Division of Campus and Community Engagement. Finally, next week on Tuesday, March 26, UT also hosts the Eric Williams Memorial Lecture hosted by the John L. Warfield Center for African and African American Studies. The featured speaker for this year's lecture is award-winning author Danez Smith. Alrighty then, on to Achieving Our Full Potential, which spotlights events pertaining to education and economic opportunity. Let's start with education. On Wednesday, March 20th, the Texas Tribune presents the next installment of its Empowering Tomorrow Forum on the theme Child Care in Texas Communities. And the forum will highlight a growing economic challenge for Texas families. On Saturday, March 23rd, the Bob Bullock Museum hosts a fair with summer camp options for families. It's not too early to start thinking about those summer camps. In terms of economic opportunity, we'll start by highlighting a few job fairs. Workforce Solutions Capital Area hosts a Get Back to Work job fair on March 20th, a Healthcare Career Fair March 21st, and a Skilled Trades Hiring Event on March 27th. And on March 23rd, Manor ISD hosts a career fair for those who may wish to find employment with the district. In the upcoming 2 weeks, there are a few events relating to small business and entrepreneurship. On Wednesday, March 20th, the Economic Growth Business Incubator hosts a workshop called 90 Days to Business Success. And on the same day, the Kendra Scott Women's Business Leadership Institute at UT hosts a women's entrepreneurship forum that is part of their Founder Series. The topic of this forum is making connections and building community. The next day, on Thursday, March 21st, the City of Austin Economic Development Department hosts their monthly BizAid Business Workshop. For more established business leaders, on Thursday, March 28th, you might consider the ATX Performance Accelerator for Leaders, hosted by Capital Factory. These sessions focus on fundamental principles of self-development and leadership that drive fundraising efficiency, team performance, and overall business outcomes. In terms of workforce training, Workforce Solutions Capital Area holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Weekly training orientations are offered in the healthcare, information technology industries, as well as for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades. Check the podcast calendar for the dates. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. The recurring farmers markets hosted by Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and at the Tony Berger Center are always a good option, as are the mobile Fresh for Less markets happening throughout the week. In terms of artisan markets for this podcast, we'll note that this coming Saturday, March 23rd, an artisan and vintage market will set up at Vista Brewing, and the following day, March 24th, the Austin Flea is at Meanwhile Brewing. Next weekend, on Saturday, March 30th, the Austin Feel Good Market is at Progress Coffee. On to our final segment of the podcast, which is our fun and free features. Spring is about to start, as I mentioned, officially on Tuesday, March 19th. So there are many fun things to do. Be sure to check the calendar because I'm only going to mention a couple of events for the upcoming weeks. This week, I'll note that Saturday, March 23rd will be this year's 40 Acres Fest at UT. Lots of activities all over campus. Another annual event, but very different event, is the annual plant sale by the Aikens High School FFA, also on Saturday, March 23rd. Bet you didn't see that one coming. One last event to highlight is for next weekend on Saturday, March 30th, and it is that the Willie Mae Kirk Branch Library will be hosting its Kite Festival. You get to make the kite, and then you get to fly the kite that you just made. How cool, right? Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.